Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently.
Boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to give you a quick shout out. If you take a moment and go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the schedule, we just may be in your backyard. We're going to be in Florida. That was just confirmed. We're working on that today. Also going to be in Minnesota and Otsego. In Otsego at 6:30 tonight. Go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com schedule. Also going to be in Arkansas City Council meetings. We're going to be in Monticello on 24th. We're going to be in the East Coast. We're going to be in Arkansas. We're going to be in Arkansas, and it's not in order outside of one, but we may be in your backyard. With that said, friends, do check it out. Also, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to know who we are, you're new to the show, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's what we've been doing for the last 25 years, and we're still doing it. You judge us by our fruit the way that you judge any other man or his works. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 at the end thereof, and or in a positive manner, Matthew 7:16-20. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page. And when you go to the top of that page, oh, I'm sorry, SOLRadio.com. Forgive me. What does it say there? It says SOL Radio Live. And what we don't want to do is send you that direction, do we? Yes, I think we do. Let's go back to SOL Radio Live to the top of the page and subscribe there. Sorry about that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And speaking of which, folks, oh my goodness, all of these Americans, and I know I take time to do this, but it's important that people understand that there's over 1,000 other options when it comes to presidential contenders. And those that are caught up into this charade, this dog and pony show between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, I am embarrassed for you. I had put out just this morning, because it was just so overwhelming, concerning all of these people that say they don't believe the mainstream media, but yet you see them going and being played by the mainstream media, and those that are setting the propaganda narrative every step of the way. It's embarrassing. Read Micah 6:16 when you get a moment. But I posted this morning, I just had to. I was just like, I am tired of your hypocrisies, Romans 1:18. They hold the truth and unrighteousness. I text and put out a Facebook post that said, I've never seen so many brainwashed humans in all of my life. Shut your television sets off. I said, because you look and sound like the fools that they want you to be. You're just Americans. You're just too easy. And when it comes to the narrative of those that are being handpicked and delivered by the powers that are tolerated, not realizing that both parties, again, are two wings to the same bird, again, they're pushing the same agenda. I just spelled that out for you. I showed you that yesterday concerning how there is no difference. And again, the agenda goes forward. I want you to contemplate this. We do this in assemblies. We do this while we do speaking engagements as well. And what I do is I basically lay to the people to go ahead and pick the next world leader. Okay. And what I do is I give them options. And I'm going to give you these options right now. It's time for you, the listener and the viewer, to elect the next new leader, okay? And your vote counts. Here are the facts and the characteristics of the three leading candidates, the three that are given to you, okay? Don't pay attention to those that have been ignored by the mainstream media, because that's what they do, suppressed or censored or just blatantly ignored. Let's go to candidate A. He associates with crooked politicians, consults with astrologists. He's had two mistresses. He cheats on his wife. He chain smokes and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Do you want him to be the next leader? Are you going to give him your vote? Candidate B, he was kicked out of office twice. He sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every evening. Do you want this individual to be the next leader? Are you going to give him your vote? No, character matters, doesn't it? It really, truly does. 1 Corinthians 15:33, read it when you get a moment. Bad company corrupts good character, and you have to ask who these people have around them. Let's go to candidate C. This was my favorite. We'll see what you think, okay? Candidate C, he's a decorated war hero. That's how he sold to the people, okay? He's a vegetarian. He takes care of himself, right? He doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has never had any extramarital affairs. Now, after pondering these candidates in which I delivered to you, only these three, this is how you indoctrinate kids in public school, communistic-wise as well, friends. I'm only giving you the three options that I want you to pick from, not knowing that all three are the ones that all work for the same powers that are delivering them up to you. Listen carefully. Now, after pondering these three candidates, which one did you choose? Common sense comes into play, does it not? Of course it does. Candidate A was Franklin D. Roosevelt. He was a crooked, corrupt human, friends. He served three terms, too, by the way, and died in office. Okay? Candidate B was guess who? He sold to the American people and people on a worldwide basis as a good guy as well. His name was Winston Churchill. Nope, he was a globalist, friends. Haven't you seen the time that they had with Joseph Stalin, Roosevelt, and Churchill, all trying to bring out of war this new world order out of the United Nations, because it failed during the first war, where it was called League of Nations. Okay, so let's go to the third one. This is the one that really highlighted out to be one of a characteristic or a man of integrity, and one which you would trust to be a leader. So therefore, many people are going to say, this is the guy I'd vote for, okay? Well, candidate C just happens to be none other than Adolf Hitler. Okay? He was the guy they sold to you as just almost flawless. Right? It's exactly what you're seeing in politics all over the world all day long. Now, is it true that he was a war hero? No, he was a murderer. He never pulled the trigger. He may have taken care of himself, and he may have not have cheated on his wife. But I'll tell you what, he had a lot of subordinates pulling the trigger for him, didn't he? Was he an upright man? Was he a godly man? Nope. That's why we're called to judge men by their fruit. Consider the options given, friends, because they're all given to you by the powers that are tolerated. Look outside of the box. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Here to introduce you to our new friends at Hervonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Hervonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Hervonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at H-E-R-V-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so I wanted to do something here and just kind of tag this on to the end of the last segment there concerning the options that are given to you. They're always made in an appeal to the people, just like what we're seeing today. And the fact of the matter is that at the end of the day, you got to choose from, well, the lesser of two evils. Well, if you read 2 Chronicles 19, verse 2, you're to vote for neither. And I'm here again to drive you out of this nonsense called the establishment that everybody's complaining about concerning who their two options are. I'm also here to tell you that there's absolutely no difference. They're promoting the same agenda regardless of who they plant in the people's White House. And no matter how they get there, the fact of the matter is the people still have the power, only if they would realize they still have the power. And I hope I'm talking to a lot of people that understand the power's within you, because you are the law according to the Constitution. Just ask Thomas Edison. Now, going back to the end of the last segment, most people with a head on their shoulders that can discern would have picked, just like I did before knowing the answer, candidate C, which just happened to be Adolf Hitler. Now, he goes down in history as a modern-day madman, right? I mean, we all know who he is. We all know what he was responsible for. But I also want to say this. There was 80 million people in that country, in Germany, during that particular time. When he first came out on the scene, he had less than 3% of the approval rating. What he did is he got into office, then he began to kill off his political opposition, okay? And then once he got into power, he got a bunch of men that were sodomites, Leviticus 18:22, put them in power. He calls it the SS. Then what he did is he started to get his subordinates to go ahead and do all the killing for him when it came to his political opposition. Not only that, but he also attacked his own Reichstag to start a war in using the young men of Germany to go out and do his killing for him so he could establish a Third Reich, a global order, which, by the way, the Bushes were all a part of. Again, go ahead and check out Prescott Bush, 1942. He was indicted for illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. So look at that, what Adolf Hitler was responsible for, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. And look what the Bushes did after September 11th. Pretty amazing, it really is, especially when it comes to the parallel to that of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. And while I'm saying that, it's also interesting to note that this just came out, TVSpreely.com, Caring Corrupted the Killing Nurses of the Third Reich. This is brand new. There's a lot of people talking about the comparison of what we're seeing in America today in the Third Reich. Again, if we look to history, and we look to the past, we can foretell what's coming up in the future. And the fact of the matter is we can put a stop to this today still. And here's a good word for people to be encouraged. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. And if the American people would quit allowing the propagandists to set the narrative, and for all of those 86% that profess to be Christians, instead of them driving the narrative, they're allowing the bad guys to set the narrative. And so they are. Come on, folks. We need to get this right. We're more than able to overcome. John 5:2. So what I want to tag to the last segment was this, just to show you how history does not repeat itself. Okay, history is going in a circle. And again, if we understand the past, we can put a stop to the corruption in the future. And if you look at Scripture, the Bible says, keep my commandments and live. Proverbs 7:2. It also tells us in Deuteronomy 4:6, it says, this is our wisdom, to keep the commandments and the judgments and the statutes of the Lord. So it's for the people to put a stop to what's going on concerning the evil. It was the Lord that said, it's a little leaven that leaveneth the whole lump. He said, purge the lump. Get rid of the leaven. Folks, and you still have time to do that. But again, let me show you this. This is pretty crazy. This woman today said verbatim, stealing from a speech of Adolf Hitler in 1939, just to show you, it's still alive and well, that same spirit, friends. The devil's defeated. Yes, indeed he is, but he's still going to and fro, isn't he? Seeking whom he may devour. And the fact of the matter is, there's just some people that are just willing to yield themselves to go act like the madmen that they allegedly condemn. Check this out, folks. Oh, you know what? Here. I'm just going to go ahead and... That was kind of odd, but I'm glad it happened now. Let's go ahead and check this out.
And this topic needs undivided attention. And therefore, we need a designated defendant.
Same speech.
For the next mandate.
Just so you know that history can repeat itself.
And we will be the party that delivers.
It's exactly what Adolf Hitler did in 1939. Same speech.
And therefore, we need a designated defense commissioner for the next mandate. This is one of our EPP's deliverables.
It's pretty insane, especially with all the information that we have, isn't it? That this is still out there, and there's people that are still brazen enough to go ahead and stick their head out and act the same way. Concerning this madman that allegedly everybody condemns from the 1930s, it's quite embarrassing, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Here, let's go to this. Lake and Riley, round two. An illegal that was allured in by your fate and state and federal governments was just charged with killing a young Missouri boy. Again, friends, this is only increasing. These illegals are coming in here, and they're committing crimes against the people. You just heard during the break in New York City, a 68-year-old woman, sucker punched, ended up in the hospital, and they're putting a reward out to find out who it is. Well, where do you think this increase of crime is coming from if you have a bunch of illegals being drawn in by a bunch of treasonous individuals in the federal and state government? Here, do you want me to add that up for you, friends? To those that can't think for themselves. See, now you know why we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, because people still don't think about what's going on here. I wanted to highlight this as well. Illegal immigrant arrested for the 13th time after years-long crime spree, ICE says. You know, I would propose, again, in saying this a different way, but saying the same thing, you know, those people that are in these agencies that have been created, They all swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. How are the American people led to believe somehow or another that it's, you know, they're just doing what they're told when it comes to those that are tolerating the crimes of the illegals that are being brought into America? Why do we need it to go to the Supreme Court when we already have federal law that basically defines what a crime is concerning the illegals? I don't need the president to say, leave him alone. No. Wait a second, Mr. President. I, being a law enforcement, being a part of that agency, or I am in the military, or I am incumbent in office, regardless of what it is, in any capacity in government, in upholding the law and serving the people, I myself am to stop right there and say, Mr. President, you're now committing the act of treason. No, sir. Same thing to the Supreme Court. Nope. Your job is to discover and apply the law, not to make law. And you are committing the act of treason along with them. It is my job to uphold the Constitution, and I will do my job. Now, if everybody upheld the Constitution, so help me God, the way that they swore that they would, Numbers 30, verse 2 in Deuteronomy 23:23, like I said before, you could hold the devil his feet to the floor regarding our laws, regardless of if the devil himself was in office. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of devils in office today. It's when the people uphold the law. Remember, I was just talking about Adolf Hitler. Isn't it interesting that Adolf Hitler didn't pull the trigger, but all of his subordinates just said they were doing their job? No, they were doing the job of a mass murderer in violating the Constitution and their sworn oaths. And remember, before the Nuremberg trials kicked off in 1945 of May, isn't it interesting that Harry Truman, the president, the first thing he said is the laws of God and the laws of man have been broken here. How many people hung because they didn't do their job in standing up against an Adolf Hitler? No, Adolf Hitler, man, he got away with murder 11 and 12 million times over because there's a lot of stupid people that didn't keep their sworn oaths, right? Well, that's what's happening here in America, too, and I hope that that's not the majority, because the people in office and those that serve we, the people, you better remember one thing. You swore to uphold the enumerated laws found within the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And if that means the DHS or the governor or a mayor or the federal government and those unconstitutional agencies, then guess what it means? It means you stand up against them. That's how you put a stop to this. Don't sit back and expect everybody to be as stupid and ignorant as you want them to be when you sit back and allow criminals come in and violate your own people and say that you are just doing your job. No, sir. No, ma'am. You are not doing your job. To do your job is to magnify the law, condemn the wicked, justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Again, Americans, we all need to understand this. We're ruled by law in this country, not unconstitutional party systems that don't exist in any sense of the word. Read Article 4, Section 4. And when it comes to the illegals, read the whole article there, friends. It addresses the illegalities of what's going on concerning the illegals within itself. We're going to come back and we're going to get right to this, okay? I want to propose something to you. Did it really happen? Okay. And I'm going to go over to the space shuttle, and I don't know if you've seen this or not, but, you know, I'm just going to throw it out there. You people decide what you see. I'm not going to put an exclamation or a question mark. I want you to make your own judgment call concerning the next thing that I'm going to play for you concerning the space shuttle, and then we're going to get to the moon. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA news update. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen wrapping up her second trip to China in 9 months. The trip addressing trade disputes between the U.S. and China. Yellen feels that the relationship has deepened and is in a much better place. This week, Congress returns with a full agenda. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing pressure to pass a national security package aiding Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The Senate-approved bill is contested, however, by House conservatives. In the Senate, Chuck Schumer plans to dismiss impeachment articles against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. President Biden unveiling a fresh strategy aimed at forgiving more student loan debt. Those measures set to benefit tens of millions of Americans. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
To the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so I just want to make clear, I'm going to keep this open, and I want you to make your own decisions. When you look at, let's just go back to Scripture first and foremost, because there is no question there are limits with God. And if you look at the Tower of Babel, Genesis 11, 1 through 9, the Lord put a stop to it. They said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. The Lord said, no. He divided their language. Okay? Furthermore, and I got to be careful because I'll jump the gun on this. I want you to contemplate something here. Here we go back to the Nazis again. Isn't it interesting? Werner von Braun, who was a Nazi SS criminal over under Adolf Hitler, was one of the 1,800 scientists brought over into America after the war under something called Operation Paperclip. He was the one that helped create NASA. Again, if people would just think about this. You're being lied to. Here, let's just cut to the chase. What is it about? How much money has been taken from the American taxpayer and reallocated over to what they call NASA? Oh, my goodness. I probably couldn't even say the number. That's how, I don't want to say exorbitant. You couldn't come up with a number. And I'm thinking about so much when it comes to this topic, because friends, what it comes down to is they had to justify stealing the money from the taxpayers by driving it into NASA. But isn't it also interesting how much money that goes missing? And then we see them, creating a global order day after day. I want to first do this because I remember this day. It was back in 1986, January. I remember I was in school. And I remember watching it on TV. They had a TV up for the students to watch it. And it was the space shuttle Challenger. Well, this is what's crazy, okay? And again, I'm gonna leave a question mark. I'm just reiterating that because people love to put words into my mouth or accuse me of things that I didn't do or say, okay? I'm going to let this guy put the question to you concerning those that were in or allegedly in the space shuttle back in 1986, if they're still alive today. And what we're showing you are pictures that are, for me, undeniable. And I'm going to go ahead and let this guy explain this first and foremost, and then we're going to get over to the moon, because I'm going to put some absolutes into our conversation concerning, did it really happen? Okay? Let's start off with this one first. This one's fun. Let's watch this guy.
Attention back to the Challenger conspiracy. So we have people, mostly flat earthers, claiming the crew is alive and well, and apparently they've even kept their same names and are even working very public jobs. Now this sounds completely preposterous considering we saw Challenger blow up while en route to space. And if you don't know about it, basically the shuttle took off from Florida on a very cold day in January, and about 73 seconds into the mission, a booster engine failed and caused the Challenger to break apart. And I remember that day very well because I was in eighth grade and I was coming home from school and we saw it all over the TV. It was being played over and over again. So fast forward 30 years and this idea begins to take shape that the crew is still alive. And of course this presumes the crew never actually boarded the Challenger the day it took off. And if this statement is true, then it adds further proof that NASA is faking space.
You're going to have to answer this.
Most of us know about the air bubbles seen in astronauts' helmets in space, the harnesses and wires used to hold them up and make it look like they're in zero G, and of course the fake moon landing missions. Whether outer space exists or not, we may never know for sure, but even if we could hypothetically and definitively prove without a doubt that NASA is faking space, it doesn't necessarily confirm that the Earth is flat. It just makes the likelihood more probable. So let's look at the seven Challenger crew members and
check,
see if we can
out,
justify
folks.
The claim of them being still alive. The first crew member I'll bring up is the Commander Richard Scobie. Now take a look at this picture. Here's the commander on the left, and he was born in 1939 and would have been 46 years old.
This is the same man.
Disaster. And this gentleman on the left has the same name, but dropped the Francis off the beginning. He's around 75 years old, which is the age the commander would have been at the time of this photo. Now look at the similarity in their appearance. Do you think they're the same person? I can see some similarities in the face, but to me this is not conclusive proof, but it really makes you think. The second crew member to talk about is Judith Resnick, and hers is a little bit more interesting. She was a mission specialist and veteran astronaut, and her doppelganger is a Yale law professor also named Judith Resnick. And of course, if the astronaut Resnick was alive at the time of this photograph, she'd be about the same age as the law professor. And you can see right there, there's an uncanny resemblance. Same dark curly hair, dark eyes, same eyebrow shape, same lines on both sides of the face extending up from the jaw, and even their mannerisms appear to be the same. How do you explain that? The third crew member is the pilot Michael Smith. That's a very common name. Look at the two faces. I could see this being the same person age 30 years up. But I can also see it as a coincidence, especially because
the
name is...
I don't know where he got the coincidence from, but that's his call.
Scobie and Judith Resnick. The fourth crew member is payload specialist Gregory Jarvis, who is never talked about in this conspiracy. Apparently, no doppelganger could be found, so we'll just skip over him. The fifth and sixth crew members are Ronald McNair and Ellison Onizuka. And both pictures look like like they can definitely be the deceased astronauts. However, we're told that both of the older men that we're seeing in the pictures are actually their twin brothers. And I tried to do a bit of research, but it's difficult to substantiate. I did listen to an interview, however, with Ronald McNair's brother, Carl, so I presume it's possible. And the seventh and last crew member is Sharon Krista McAuliffe, and she was going to be the first teacher in space. And this picture shows her supposed doppelganger. Now, to me, I just don't see a strong resemblance here, but again, this woman is around the same age as Krista McAuliffe and has the same name.
30 years later.
And that's because Krista's first name was actually Sharon, but she went by her middle name. All right, let's weigh up the facts and see if we can make a determination if these people are really the same space shuttle crew members or not. And as I said before, the chances of Richard Scobie and Judith Resnick having a doppelganger of the same age and name would be extremely rare, probably one in millions. And what's most interesting is that Resnick, the Yale law professor, is quite a public figure and has been on C-SPAN. And surely these people have friends and family who know if they were truly the astronauts from the Challenger or totally separate people. And the pilot, Michael Smith, looks very similar to the older photo, but because his name is so common, we can't really put any odds on it. Now, in regard to Ronald McNair and Ellison Onizuka, the chances of having an identical twin is roughly 1 in 250. So if my math is correct, the chances of having two identical twins out of a seven-person crew is 1 in 875. Now, math wasn't my strong suit, so that could be wrong. Not the best odds, but certainly attainable. And as for Krista McAuliffe, I don't buy that turn in the picture, and Gregory Jarvis is a non-factor, as there's just no picture of him. At best, I would say there's a slim chance that we're looking at the same people. But I wouldn't put it past NASA either, because we know they've been caught faking space recently and during the moon missions, so why not in the middle periods of the 1980s as well? Interestingly,
Of course, friends. And again, I'm going to do my best to stay neutral in this. I mean, again, common sense comes into play for me. If you want to go ahead and throw out your thoughts, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. What I want to do is, because he teed it up for me, I just want to move right into the moon landing within itself, okay? And I want you to think about this as you visualize this. We've heard a picture's worth a thousand words. Okay, what about a video that's a minute long? Okay. And there's so much to cover here, but I need to just consolidate all of this information and make it as quick as possible because, again, this is the fastest hour on national radio. But I want you to contemplate this one, okay? Look at the driver. Pay attention to the driver. Now we're going to the moon, okay? I want you to pay attention to the driver, okay? On the left, top left, it's clearly a dummy. He's supposed to be on the moon, okay, driving around this car. You can clearly see it's a dummy. That's the video that was shown to the people, okay? I mean, it's so bad. No steering wheel, rims designed to lift up dust. Okay. Head movement. One of the questions people need to ask themselves is, how did they get it up there to the moon? Because this is what they want you to believe. Another question to ask yourself was, who is filming watching this capsule land on the moon? I mean, friends, that's all you have to do is think for yourself. Quit letting them think for you, okay? This is garbage. This is nonsense. My kid would look at it and laugh. And I'm talking 15 years ago. He would totally laugh and say, Dad, this is not true at all, okay? So here's 1969 to 2024, okay? Versus, which one is the truth and which one is not? Can you spot the difference, okay?
He's on the moon.
And the second man is on the moon.
Hey, you got it? That's a good step.
Yeah.
We've just got a report from Poland, Czechoslovakia, and Romania that the picture quality there is very good.
They can tell the people anything, and they'll believe it.
Okay, as far as distance goes, Neil, and we'll line you up again when you finish the panorama. Tell me if you got a picture, Houston.
They got a beautiful picture, Neil.
In terms of more media release, yes, absolutely.
We're working towards improving that, trying to get you surface photos, because I know that everyone's hungry for those surface photos.
More cameras. The message is loud and clear.
It would be great to get a picture.
We have that in.
Okay, so in 2024, just so you know,
Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
Okay, so folks, I didn't know that we were caught up in a break like that. Forgive me. With that, if you're paying attention to the video, what they're doing is back in 1969, they're claiming that we were on the moon, and they're claiming they had all the footage that they needed. Now, to offset that, versus 2024, they're stating on television that people are hungry for the surface images, but we still haven't got them yet. Okay? Just like I was telling my friends on live chat, friends, in every conspiracy, the Lord is exposing them for who they are. There's holes in everything they do and say, even when they think they got it closed up. And this is one that they're having a problem with. I want to stop right there before I play this again. I had Matt Labesh with me from the Weekly Standard. As a matter of fact, I got him back up on the wall. He did a 5-page report when we were doing high school assemblies across the country. And he had asked me in this interview throughout the week, he said, towards the end, he asked me the question, he goes, Bradley, do you think that we've ever been to the moon? And I started to laugh at him, and I said, are you kidding me, Matt? I said, I question everything about you at this point. He goes, well, that's how I feel about you now. And I said, okay. I said, when we get there, we were in Indiana, we were going to do another high school, and we were coming up to it, and I said, when we get to the high school, I'm going to get out, and I'll play the reporter, I said to him. I'm going to randomly ask people if you believe that we went to the moon. And folks, his response blew him away. The mainstream media continuously pounds this head into the heads of the people in hopes that you believe their nonsense, just like that of Oswald killing Kennedy. And yet 81% of the people don't believe Oswald killed Kennedy. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, when it comes to the moon, more people don't believe it than do believe it, and yet the mainstream media wants to normalize it in your mind by continuously desensitizing you into believing what is not true. So, again, I'm trying to do my best, okay? I'm trying to do my best and keep myself out of this, stay neutral in this, for the sake of people putting words into my mouth. My personal opinion, I'll give it to you in just a moment, because I'm going to lay the axe to this lying root in just a moment here, and I'm going to go to the person that actually did the filming, and he's going to tell you exactly what happened, regardless of what conclusion you've come up with now. You might just be surprised if you're in the questioning stage still, but I would still say I'm staying neutral, and I want you to form your own opinion. I don't want to help with that, but I'm going to in just a moment, okay? All fairness be told, beware, okay? I'm bringing the hammer. Here we go. 1969 versus
2024.
There, you got it? That's a good step. Beautiful view.
Isn't that something?
This is where they're practicing.
Report from Poland, Czechoslovakia, and Romania. But the picture quality there is very good.
Excellent. This is allegedly on the moon.
The TV camera now out to the panorama position.
Okay, as far as distance goes, Neil, and we'll line you up again when you finish the panorama. Tell me if you got a picture.
That's supposed to be the moon.
A beautiful picture, Neil.
Okay.
In terms of more media,
2024.
Yes, absolutely.
We're working towards improving that, trying to get you surface photos, because I know that everyone's hungry.
Hey, wait a second. I thought we had surface photos back in 1969. This is 2024 saying we're trying to get surface photos. Wait a second. See the contradiction? See the conjecture?
For those surface photos.
More cameras. The message is loud and clear.
It would be great to get a picture.
We have that in the works, so more great imagery from the moon.
Video and pretty pictures.
We're as eager to see those images as the public is.
I thought we had them.
Imagery, we love it. We want to share it as much as we can. We want to record it. But if we're having issues getting it off of the vehicle.
Unfortunately, we just did not have time to go fix that. It's going to take a little bit of time.
There is a capacity that we share, and we're being as transparent as we can here.
A little slower than we might have wanted.
Some hardware problem.
It's not pointing at Earth.
Data flows out of mission control in a very sporadic way.
There are many, many other customers, science customers, that use the Deep Space Network. It slows the effort to share things with
of
the team.
Of course it does. In other words, they got to wait for the narrative and the script, is what he's saying.
Issues with file transfers. We did have a number of communications glitches. We had either forward or return link problems.
Also, during COAST in the zero gravity of environment of space.
It's very difficult to transmit.
You notice how there's a pause in everything that they're saying? I want to say this. Can you imagine those that conned the American people? There was only one press release. And if you haven't seen the documentary, A Strange Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, folks, watch 5 minutes of that. It's all over. But can you imagine being those guys living with promulgating that lie their entire lives? Because if they don't, they'll lose their lives. And that's why you need to watch the documentary, because you better know that they're threatened. But their whole lives, they live in a self-condemned manner. They chose to do it. Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6:16. They live their whole lives with the wrath of God abiding upon them as they continuously lie to the people because they say it's their job to do it. Or it's for national security. That's another one. Isn't that insane? Let's watch a little more of this, and then I'm going to get to some stuff that's even better than what I have right now.
On the fly, if you will, and get that all the way back to Earth.
Struggle to get communications.
Unfortunately, they're going to be...
All the problems they're having in 2024, somehow or another, didn't happen in 1969. Has anybody been to the Space Museum in Washington, D.C.? Did anybody see the capsule they said that went to the moon? I remember when we were there, I have the hat and the t-shirt, I've been there, right? I am sitting there looking at my wife and my kids, and I said, and this is what they want you to believe. It is laughable. You know that there's more technology in this phone right here than what they had to send a rocket to the moon back then? And yet today, somehow or another, they can't figure it out. They can't get us pictures. They can't get us pictures of the surface. They're having communication problems. But back in 1969, they didn't have any issue whatsoever, did they? Nope. Hey, folks, tell people a lie long enough and tell it to them over and over and over again. Said, again, Adolf Hitler, interestingly enough, and his propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, and sooner or later they will believe it. Not here. Not going to happen, folks. Not going to happen. Let's watch just a little bit more of this.
Tip of the iceberg at the beginning for people to realize, wow, this was an incredible success.
And not everybody can be a robot polisher.
People telling me how, like, oh, it's so funny that you keep saying that we landed on the moon, but you don't even have any pictures to prove it yet. And I'm like, yeah, it's because I don't need a picture to prove it. Right? I don't need a picture. They all were saying
how we were so dumb
for believing it without any pictures. They're not always going to get pictures.
Over a dozen funnies on the list.
Issues. Challenges.
Glitches.
Phenomenon.
Problems.
Idiosyncrasies.
Anomalies.
At least they're actually getting things. They're actually getting reach.
Why would we?
And you have all the sheeple, right? And they're only going to show you of the stupid sheeple, the dumb sheeple that believe it. And they're going to take a picture and they're going to go, okay, guys, 3, 2, 1, I want you all to clap. And then they'll sell that to America because they want the majority to believe what the majority doesn't believe. But this is how they go ahead and add that little leaven that I was talking about earlier, that the Lord said we are to purge from the lump. It's all bought and paid for. It's scripted. You know, another thing to contemplate, and I said it earlier, have people thought of when the alleged capsule was landing on the moon? Who was filming it? That's another thing to contemplate. Most people don't think that far. Okay, so let's go fast forward. I got 2 minutes left before the end of the show. If you want to jump on, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live. There we are right there. You can pull us up on social media platforms and Before It's News, top left side of the page. I want to go over to this because we could do 10 hours of shows on this, exposing the lie. Isn't it interesting how a lie just takes off? And then you got to spend so much time showing people the facts, but they believed the lie before they even knew the facts. Boy, people are walking contradictions, aren't they? Romans 1:18. They truly are. But not everybody believes it. I remember when I was a kid, my friend's stepdad, they were talking about the moon, and somebody was talking, and all of a sudden he started laughing, and he used expletives. That never blanking happened. And he started laughing. And when you start to think about it, again, common sense comes into play. No way. No way. Okay, let me tell you why I know it's no way. You guys know who Stanley Kubrick is? 1-866-582-9933. You guys all know who Stanley Kubrick is. Because if you don't, you need to know who he is. And you need to take this show and you need to share with your friends that have been bamboozled, that have been lied to, deceived by the mainstream propaganda ministers in America today. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to play Stanley Kubrick, who is the one that filmed the moon landing here on Earth. Okay, I'm going to play for you in just a moment. Do not go anywhere. Give me 10 seconds. I'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
.com.